Ryan Holt watches every game for the Condors, calls the games. Ryan, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm great, Jason. How are you?
Excellent. Stats tell us one thing, but give me your impressions of Puljujärvi, maybe even compared to his first game, compared to his fourth game, and where is the improvement from game one to game four?
Well, I think when you look at Jesse, you know, and this is my first time that I've seen him, you know, physically in person. He's a huge kid. I mean, 6'3", 6'4", you know, 205. He looks like he has more filling out to do as well. His conditioning is phenomenal. I've seen him now in the morning on the bike, after the game on the bike. He's been working out like a fiend here over the last couple of days. The Condors haven't had much time for practice or skates here over the last couple of days, but he's certainly been putting the work in off the ice as well. And on the ice, his skating is, I don't want to use the word glide, but he has a lot of glide in his game, but he covers a lot of ice at the same time. And he's in the right spot at the right time. And he makes plays, maybe not as physical as maybe you would want him to be, but he still gets the puck and he still makes a play, whether it's just poke-checking the puck away with his stick and his stick work and positioning, especially in the offensive zone. He just has a knack for finding the puck. And that's what I've noticed here over the first week that he's been here, and obviously has a tremendous shot. We knew this, you know, at the beginning when he first got here and when he first came over here to North America from just watching him in the World Juniors and how quick of a release he has. And it was a great face-off win by Lander, and yeah, Puljujärvi did what he you know, is known to do, and that's fire a puck past the netminder. So he's been good for us here for the first four games. Obviously, yesterday was a tough game for us up in San Jose, but he was the bright spot with that goal late in the first.
Now, I also was watching some of the highlights. I saw him ring the iron twice, and I've seen his shot here, really hard shot. The one thing was that, and I think coming over to North America, the big adjustment for him I found at times was getting his shot away quicker. He's got a good shot, but it's a matter of getting it away quicker. Have you seen him adjusting to that now that he's in positions to handle the puck more?
For sure, and he's been in the shooting spot, basically on the power play. I'll call it the Ovechkin spot for our power play here over the last four games, and it's no secret the Condors have three power play goals over that time. He has an assist on all or two of them, and then obviously the goal on Monday came on the power play late in the first period. It's an adjustment, and I was talking with Jerry Fleming about this, you know, last week on the bus, and we're sitting there just talking about Jesse, and you know, he's 18 years old, and he's coming over to, you know, North America. He's going into a hockey market like Edmonton where, you know, you live and breathe by the Oilers and everything that they do. And, you know, and obviously he doesn't speak the language, you know, as well as one would hope or you know, for someone that would expect to come over here. So, you know, it's an adjustment. And he's been handling it like a pro here in Bakersfield. He's been handling it like a pro in Edmonton. And, you know, Jerry, you know, watching him on video – breaking down with Jerry and looking at Jesse, it's just amazing to see him kind of progress here and be able to find the puck in loose areas when, you know, maybe he is out of position, but he still finds the puck and he just has a way of anticipating kind of that next step. And you can kind of see that starting to evolve here, even in the short time that we've had in the Bakersfield.
Ryan Holt joins us talking Bakersfield Condors. Now, Puljujärvi, I looked at his minutes, and obviously they're up. Jerry Fleming, I'm sure, whether he was instructed or not, he realizes he's got a good player. He's going to play him a lot. Has he played specifically with Lander, or has he bounced around the lineup a bit with different guys?
He was being double-shifted in the last game, late in the second period, early in the third. I don't think it continued all the way through the third, but he was definitely getting some time on some different lines. Josh Curry got injured early in the second period and ended up leaving the game for a brief period of time. So they used Puljujärvi kind of on two different lines for the better part of the second period there. But he's been exclusively basically on a line with Josh Curry, who's been a great player for us here over the last year and a half. And Joey Lalegi has turned into a left winger here over the last couple of weeks. And I think Joey's staying at the left wing position because he's been phenomenal up front as a winger. So, you know, this team's kind of had up and down in terms of scoring this year, and Joey's kind of provided a nice little boost. He was on the wing with Jajar Kero when Kero was down here, and now he's been on Josh Curry's wing, and Curry's kind of been just a hard-working centerman. But, yeah, it's been Curry with Puljujärvi and Lalegi, and they've kept the Lander-Hamilton-Beck line intact up front because, you know, what Anton Lander and Taylor Beck are doing in the AHL is quite remarkable in terms of points, and Ryan Hamilton's just been as steady as he comes here, you know, as our captain. So they kind of left that line alone, but we'll see what goes into this weekend, obviously coming off a bad loss yesterday.
Yeah, tough one against the San Jose Barracudas last night. I think it's 7-1 spanking. Jordan Osterley recalled, although now that Larson's healthy, you might see him going back down again. How much do they miss him on the blue line? You throw him out of there. You throw the fact that LaLazia is up. Do they have enough puck movers on the back end now?
Well, I think the question, you know, you're asking is we're without Dylan Simpson and Mark Frazier as well, too. Simpson kind of got banged up in the outdoor game, and then, you know, Mark Frazier was out for the weekend with an illness. So, you know, to lose a guy like Osterley, Simpson, and Frazier on the back end, there's three of your, you know, if not your top defensemen, three of certainly the top six. And you know, we had six NHL defensemen, what I call them NHL defensemen, in terms of, you know, NHL contracts, guys who have played at the next level and have been solid at the AHL level. You know, when you take three guys out of a lineup and face San Jose, who for my money is the best team in the Pacific, in terms of consistency all year long, you know, you're in for a tough. And certainly when you take those three out, it certainly left a void back there on the back end. We called up Michael Tam and Frank Timonelli from the ECHL, but, you know, no knock on them. They're not Dylan Simpson, Mark Frazier, and Jordan Osterley. So, yeah, you know, but that's life in the AHL, and we just keep rolling up.
Looking at some other young players, and with Jujhar Khaira up right now and Jordan Osterley up, you know, outside of Puljujarvi and Lander, you know, some of the other young guys, maybe Slepyshev is up here now. How's a guy like Patrick Russell in his first pro season performing?
You know, he's had the most opportunities, I think, of anybody on this team outside of Lander and Beck in terms of being able to score. His numbers certainly aren't there, but he's been hardworking. And, you know, when Khaira was here, he was kind of on the right wing with Khaira and LaLazia for the, you know, week and a half that they were all together on the same line when they all were here. And Lander was up in the NHL. So he's been a guy who, you know, he's kind of been snake bit this year. You know, maybe you equate him to Jordan Eberle, but you know, he's had his opportunity, says Patrick Russell. His skating, I think, is the one area that he continues to improve upon here this year, but he's had his chances. He's hard on the forecheck, and you know, hopefully it's just a matter of time before he gets going, because you know, the secondary scoring has to be there for this team, or else, you know, there isn't going to be much, because it's been Lander and Beck carrying the load here with Hamilton and how Puljujarvi's been going here over the last week. But they need, you know, guys like Russell and Platzer and Christopher and, you know, Greg Chase. That, you know, you can go down the row, down that, you know, third and fourth line to kind of step up and fill in here and get some points and find the back of the net, because the secondary scoring has been the weakness of this team all season long.
On the back end, a name who Oilers fans are always curious about, Griffin Reinhart. In his 23 games, how has he looked?
Yeah, you know, he's been great, actually. The past week, he's, you know, had two game-winning goals. He obviously scored the overtime goal in our outdoor classic there a couple of weeks ago. And then he had another game winner here earlier this week against Stockton on home ice. So, Griffin's solid. He's been strong on the back end. You know, I've noticed him more hopping up into plays now. He's been kind of activating a little more here, I think, over the last couple of weeks. I think that's just because he's getting more comfortable, but he's been physical. You know, I know that's always kind of the question that comes up in terms of Griff. Has he been physical? Has he, you know, kind of paid the price back there? And I've liked his game on the blue line. And, you know, he's just been a solid defenseman for this team. And now he's on the top pairing with Mark Fain, and they've been a nice pairing.
Yeah, Mark Fain comes down, a veteran presence, an NHL guy, many years there, who's really got a lot to prove for him, because he's still got a year left on his NHL deal, and I don't think he wants to spend another year, no offense, in the American Hockey League. He's not an offensive guy per se, but I look at even Fane in the American League. He's a guy who 4 points in seven games for him. That's really good offensive production.
Yeah, he's just solid, and he's a consummate professional. I actually really enjoy, you know, kind of, you know, sitting around and just chatting with Mark Fane. He's actually you know, a really well-spoken guy. He's a guy who kind of understands his role, who understands where he's at, you know, in his career and what he's trying to do. And, yeah, you know, and he always talks about, you know, the young guys on this team and obviously trying to get them going here and developing their careers and being a professional here in the AHL. But, you know, you mentioned it. He has something to prove as well, too. He's got another year left on his contract, you know, and whether that comes up and it's, you know, with Edmonton or with another organization, you know, that's what he's looking to do. So he's looking to play as well as he can here in the AHL, and he has played well on the back end, and you're right. He's a veteran presence who understands the game. He understands what's going on. He understands all the nuances of the AHL and the NHL. And he's been very good for us.
Ryan, as always, we appreciate it. Best of luck this week. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Have a good day.
Ryan Holt from the Bakersfield Condors.